Australians waiting for evacuations out of New Caledonia, and the country's biggest coal-fired plant gets an extension. Hello, I'm Harrison Peterson with the latest from NIRS News. An Australian stranded in New Caledonia says there is growing concern the federal government is not prioritising the safe evacuation of citizens. Riots broke out in the French territory last week over electoral law reform that Indigenous Kanak people say will dilute their voting ability. Australian Peter Gilbert has spoken to Sky News from Caledonia, and he says there's a sense of urgency among the Australians who remain there.
I think everyone here is really worried and concerned that Australia seems to have passed over responsibility to France with the repatriation. So for the moment, everyone's worried that France is going to prioritise French citizens.
Australia's biggest coal station will run for an extra 2 years. The New South Wales government has signed a deal with Origin Energy to continue the operation of the Eraring plant. It means the coal-fired plant, which was scheduled to close in August this year, will run until August 2027. New South Wales Premier Chris Minns says it's a decision he didn't make lightly, saying on social media the plant's operation will keep the state's energy grid secure as more renewable energy projects are built. There'll be more after this.
It's round 11, the Sir Doug Nicholls round of the 2024 AFL Premiership season for AFL Indigenous broadcasters. Tomorrow from 7:30 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time from Whadjuk Land at Optus Stadium, Wailawup take on Collingwood. And on Saturday from 7 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time, ex-Richmond taking on Essendon live from Wurundjeri Lands at the MCG. Broadcast throughout the nation by the National Indigenous Radio Service.
Three Australians remain in intensive care in Thailand following extreme turbulence on a Singapore Airlines flight. One man died from a heart attack and dozens were injured when the flight from London to Singapore suddenly dropped thousands of feet. More than 50 Australians were on board the flight. Passenger Josh Silverstone has told the ABC he was lucky to be up and walking after suffering a severe concussion.
I'm lucky. A lot of people have got some spinal issues from, you know, hitting their head and then kind of connecting back down. So they've had quite a few scans. I've heard a lot of people can barely move their back. I'm very fortunate to be able to walk and come out here only really 24 hours later, yeah.
French President Emmanuel Macron will touch down in New Caledonia today. His visit comes after a week of ongoing protests in which six people have lost their lives. Local pro-independence groups are calling for new voting laws which passed through the French Parliament to be thrown out. Jimmy Nanua is a member of the Kanak and Socialist National Liberation Front. He told the ABC the president needs to make a commitment.
I think that's the only solution for us. You know, it's a political crisis, so there needs to be a political solution to it.
Ireland, Spain and Norway say they will recognise Palestine as a state for the sake of peace in the Middle East. Ireland's Prime Minister Simon Harris says he was confident that future countries will recognise Palestinian statehood in the coming weeks.
From our own history, we know what it means. Recognition is an act of powerful political and symbolic value. It is an expression of our view that Palestine holds and should be able to vindicate the full rights of a state, including self-determination, self-governance, territorial integrity and security.
Israel responded by calling its envoys to Ireland and Norway for urgent consultations. Just this week, the International Criminal Court announced it was seeking an arrest warrant for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, among others, including three Hamas leaders. Elvis Presley's Graceland home sale has been halted by a judge after the singer's family branded it fraudulent. The singer's iconic Memphis mansion was set for sale on Thursday after it was supposedly found Elvis's late daughter Lisa Marie Presley, who died aged 54 in January 2023 from a heart attack, had reportedly failed to pay a loan on the home. But a judge in Tennessee issued an order on Wednesday that stopped the estate auction going ahead this week. And that is the latest from NIRS News.
The National Indigenous Radio Service, the voices of our people.
Not sure who to turn to for legal advice?
Want someone who knows what you and your mob need?
and need to find someone you can trust, call Marawa Law.
They are the nation's leading independent Indigenous legal firm and the legal advisor of choice for government, business and traditional owner groups in the commercial and Indigenous law sector.
They are 100% Indigenous owned and help their clients with the right advice in native title, joint ventures, leasing, property and lots more.
Visit marawalaw.com.au or call today on 07 404 13088. Choose a law firm that understands you.
Marawa Law. Station sponsor.
Little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow.
You know, the flu can be passed around as easily as a footy can. But unlike a footy, when the flu's passed around, it can make some of us mob very sick and be really dangerous for everyone in our communities. That's why it's good for all us mob to get protected with a free flu vaccination. Talk to your health worker about getting vaccinated today or visit health.gov.au/flu. And let's give flu the boot. Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.
Station sponsor.
Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trundy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trundy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Yarn up strong. Now, it is National Volunteer Week, and we're going to catch up a yarn now with Scott Chambers, who's a volunteer for SES and has been doing it for a number. He's based down in Brisbane. Scott, very good morning. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you, Trevor. Good morning to yourself.
Good morning, good morning. Thank you for coming to the program. And look, hats off to you. Congratulations. Volunteer for SES. As a volunteer, how long have you been a volunteer, Scott?
I've been a volunteer for 21 years now.
Good on you. 21 years. Fantastic. And what hat do you wear in regarding the JOB?
Yes, I'm a state emergency service down in Brisbane and done some voluntary work down at Redlands as well.
Fantastic. So when you look at that, of course, volunteering your time and what have you, you work full-time, yes?
Yes, I work a full-time job.
And what do you do there? Sorry, Scott.
Oh, sorry. So I work for Australia Post. Okay. Monday to Friday is my full-time job.
Yes. Fantastic. And look, volunteers, like I said, it is National Volunteer Week. I like to think that volunteers virtually run this country. When you look at the work, sweat and tears and profession, what have you, coming to the table to look after fellow Australians. Tell us the roles, some of the roles that you've done. How does it work in regarding the JOB? And you're virtually called upon when needed, SES, or do you go on a roster that run on the weekend or after hours, after the job? Paint that picture, please, Scott.
Yeah, so my voluntary roles across my 21 years has been quite varied from just I shouldn't say just a team member, but being a team member.
Yes.
So being called out to do land searches and temporary roof repairs through to progressing along, becoming a trainer.
Yes.
And then I've been able to train in all the risk jobs.
Yep.
Through to chainsaw operators, to flood bait operators, working in an EOC.
Yes.
So I've done a lot of the training of the newbies. So that's where I enjoy my time now.
Good, good. So as volunteers, and we're looking for more, of course, and you probably urge people to become volunteers. So when you become a volunteer, there's different training that's involved. And you get ticketed for these training. Is that the case?
Yeah, that's correct. So you don't need any formal training before you jump on board.
Mm.
You do get inducted. There's different lengths of programs for the different groups around the area.
Yes.
we've currently run a 6-month recruitment program, and you start to get your qualifications there, and you can get Certificate 4s in disaster management.
Fantastic. And paint the picture in regard to your job. So you do a job, do you get like a roster as a volunteer for SES to when they require you to come on shift or what have you? And it depends on the availability, of course. Can you paint how it entwines with your job and your personal life as such?
Yeah, so again, that's changed over the years that I've been volunteering. But now it's more of you can do a roster system and let the on-call duty officer know when you are available. If you leave it blank, they will just send out a message and, again, ask if you're available. And
sure.
You're always driving around with your kit bag in the boot.
Okay, for just in case you get called in, yes?
That's correct.
And, of course, probably all hands on deck when you know that there's a storm coming or there's floods that just happened or there's a fire around, you're virtually ready to go, aren't you, Scott?
I look absolutely, always checking the weather radars and watching for what's coming up. And, you know, you prepare your family, you talk to your boss.
Yes.
And say, look, you know, we've got some storms coming up. I may be called out to assist. Are you okay with
that?
Yeah,
good.
Communication's the key.
Yeah, communication is the key. So your communication with your boss on the job, we're talking Australia Post, you give them the heads up. And there's flexibility, there's support there in that space?
Look, there is with my direct boss.
Good.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. And to become a volunteer, how does it work? How do you apply?
Yeah, so again, areas, but when I did mine, it was an application online, and some of our organisations, they do pre-interviews just
yes.
to make sure you are a good
person
and you understand what's required of you before you join.
Sure, fantastic. And so doing it for 21 years, I think that is fantastic, and hats off to you. So we're talking more volunteers are required, and that's male and females, young and old. What would be the youngest and the age of how old you can be?
Yeah, so the SES, 18 years of age. Mm-hmm. They do have SES cadets from the age of 13 years of age. You
cool.
don't go into activations or land searches.
No, but yes.
You start learning those skills. And I guess the oldest I've met would be was about mid-70s, so about 75.
Okay, beautiful. So, look, it's fantastic, and like I said, it keeps our people safe across the big island of Australia. I do appreciate the work that you do. Hats off to you, Scott. Thank you for the yarn, my friend, and look, keep doing what you're doing, my brother.
And likewise, thank you very much for having me on your show.
Scott, all the best. You take care, and we'll yarn soon, mate.
Thanks again.
Bye-bye. There it is. Scott Chambers, his name, volunteer for SES. And look, fantastic. 21 years he's been a volunteer. It's something that he does over and above his job. He's employed at the moment with Australian Post. And then he works on the side and regarding the volunteer work that he's required to do, you know. He said the good thing about it, anybody can apply and be in a volunteer situation for SES. They train you up and get you ticketed in different aspects of the job, whether it be like using saws or machinery as such. Look, so that's a good thing about it. Of course, you don't get paid, you volunteer, but look, we do need volunteers. The volunteers do look after all Australians on the big island, and no matter what's happening out there. So good training process and saved a lot of lives. Don't worry about that. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Add to the conversation. Here on National Talk Black, we're live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country. I'm a Brit Media, 98.7 FM, and go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service.
I'm a long way away from my country. It's a long time since I've reappeared. It's a feeling I feel when you're close on the wheel, and I'm missing the touch of your hand. It's no good, this feeling of sorrow. Just go out and
face it alone. And I'm waiting tonight, watching the night, and I'm thinking of just going. Take off your burdened illusions. Shake off your dreams that weigh down. You can follow your dreams, but it's not like it seems, 'cause your heart will just turn you around. You can follow dreams, but it's not like it seems, 'cause your heart will just turn you
traditional colors, show style repping from the beach. Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumper Drip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say and yarn up strong, you mob. Now, time to do much better, warns mental health expert. The key, not-for-profit, MIFA that is, Mental Illness Fellows of Australia, says millions of dollars are desperately needed to boost mental health care services and help people across Australia. Look, with that on catch up a yarn now with Rob Ramjan, Board Director of Mental Illness Fellowship of Australia, MIFA. On the line, Rob, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm good, and I must say I'm coming to you from Gadigal land as part of the Eora Nation that's lived around the Sydney Basin.
Beautiful. And big shout out to the mob there, beautiful country there. And thank you for coming to the program, Rob. So, look, we're talking mental illness. There's a lot of work that needs to be done here in this space. Money is a tool. So we need the government to invest in this critical situation. Can you give us a bit of background in regard to, MIFA and also the illness, when we're talking about mental illness, please, Rob?
Sure. The Mental Illness Fellowship of Australia is a national federated body made up of service providers. Up in your part of the world, there's an organisation called Selectability. It covers the whole of North Queensland, central and North Queensland, now to the west. They're your main mental health non-government service provider.
Mm-hmm.
But we're a coalition of people who want to do two things. We want to provide better services on the ground, but we are very strong advocates for government doing more.
Mm.
And it's a really simple fact. Australian governments, state and federal, spend under 7% of the health budget on mental illness. Oh, okay. The World Health Organization has looked at the burden of all diseases, and the burden of disease for mental illness is around 12 to 14%.
Mm.
So we're funding mental health services at about 50% of what's actually required to have decent services on the ground.
Look, we've just come through COVID-19 pandemic, but I think more along the lines of mental illness, that's a pandemic to what's happening with people out there. Would you agree to that?
It is.
Yeah.
It is. And, you know, we've picked that theme, it's time to do better, for a particular reason. You know, I'm sure you had coverage up there. We had a pretty terrible event at Bondi Junction a few weeks ago.
Sure, we did, yep.
Where a bloke from Queensland who had schizophrenia but was untreated there, came down to Sydney, was untreated here and ended up killing a number of people.
Yes.
And the Prime Minister said in response to that, he said a lot of things that were really good and proper, but he also said it's time we do better for people with a mental illness.
Sure.
And so that gave us great hope.
There's the title of our conversation, Time to Do Much Better, warns mental health expert, and the Prime Minister used those same words.
Well, that's why we're using them, because
that's right.
We're quoting the Prime Minister.
Mm.
And the federal budget, which we were hoping would address the gap that's there, actually did nothing.
Added
very, very little new money. And you know, we're looking at, across the country, the Productivity Commission estimated that there are about 154,000 people with serious complex mental illness who were not getting any support at all. At two places, South Australia and New South Wales, have now completed their state-based analysis, and the number looks like it's going to be much closer to 200,000, if not more. Those people are not getting any service in the community.
Rob, if we're talking funds, money, how much money do you think should be at the table for mental illness?
Well, that's actually an easier one to address. We had a number of programs. So you had these programs up in North Queensland as well. Programs called Partners in Recovery, Day-to-Day Living, Personal Helpers and Mentors. They were all funded by the federal government. When the National Disability Insurance Scheme started, all of that money went into the National Disability Insurance Scheme. So there were thousands and thousands of people who were getting access to programs through those. We're looking at somewhere between $600 and $750 million a year.
Yeah, gotcha. Yes,
not a drop in the ocean. Back in place.
Yes, yes, yes. And that's not an expense. That's investment, isn't it, Rob?
It is. One of the things that often, you know, so many misconceptions about schizophrenia. One of them is that people with schizophrenia can't work. We know from what happens in other countries that that's not true.
Sure.
People with schizophrenia want to work, want to be contributing.
Mm.
Australia comes last in the developed world for assisting people with schizophrenia back into employment.
Well, if you get them employment, then they're included and they're part of something and they've got a foundation to build a future upon, do they not?
I think every human being needs purpose,
yes,
needs meaningful occupation, whether it be voluntary or paid. They need to have a purpose in being. And when we take people with schizophrenia and lock them up in bedsits, well, we don't actually lock them up, but they're contained in a bedsit, their life is restricted. It doesn't have that meaning, and it doesn't assist them on that road to recovery and becoming a contributing member of the community.
Yeah, exactly. So you talk about the theme. We have a theme for this year for this campaign you're talking about. Well, it's time to do better. And how you promote. Now, here we have a yarn on Indigenous Radio Station, national program. How are you promoting it's time to do better?
We're doing a lot of different things. So there's a lot of media coverage. We've got a number of activities that are going on. But really, it does get down to trying to get state, like in your case, Queensland government, and nationally the federal government, to actually step up to the plate and to accept that this is a critical moment where we really do have to do better. We have to not just invest the money. One of the things that a lot of people across the country have been saying is throwing more money at something that's not working is just throwing more money at something that won't work.
We
need to have a good hard think about what does work. And again, we've got a lot of international evidence there.
Yes.
There are simple things. There's a program called Clubhouse, an international program that is evidence-based. It actually addresses what people with a mental illness want.
Yes.
And it's not for everybody, but it's the experience is it's for the great majority of people.
Mm.
It's a relatively cheap service. It's a non-medical model service, and it's one where its primary function is to try and normalise for the person. And then
it's a proven system, isn't it? Proven program.
It's a proven system.
Yeah. Well, you'd invest in something like that, wouldn't you?
We should. We should be investing in it. You know, the best one in Australia is in Brisbane.
Okay.
You've got a couple up in North Queensland that are not properly funded but still doing great work.
Okay.
Getting great outcomes.
Yes.
If they were properly funded, who knows where we could go.
Yes. Money's a tool. Look, so very important, Rob. And, look, thank you for the yarn.
Trevor, if I could just mention one other thing.
Please.
We've established a lot of people with serious persistent mental illness like schizophrenia are really isolated. They don't have supports.
Okay.
We've established a program called Finding North, which I guess is pretty good for the north of Queensland.
Yes.
In the north of the country. Findingnorth.org.au. It's a coalition of people who have mental illness. It was co-designed with people with a mental illness. Mm. It's a free service, an online service. So people can Google that.
Findingnorth.org.au, I got here?
That's it. That's the one, Trevor.
Okay, fantastic. So we'll promote that. Findingnorth.org.au. So friends and family, if you know of somebody who's looking for support, or if you're listening and you feel that you need support, check it out, all the W's, findingnorth, one word, .org.au. They can Google that or have a look at that, and that's a tool they can reach out in their own time. Yep.
Yep, absolutely.
Rob, thank you very much. Look, all the best, you, my friend. You take care, stay warm, and we'll yarn soon.
Yeah, I'd love to yarn with you again, Trevor. That was wonderful. Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye.
A deadly yarn there. His name is Rob Ramjan, Board Director of the Mental Illness Fellowship of Australia, MIFA, and the key not-for-profit Mental Illness Fellowship of Australia. That's MIFA, says millions of dollars are desperately needed to boost mental health care services and help people across Australia. And it was Prime Minister Anthony Albanese who used the words, time to do much better. And that's the words they're using, quoting his words as a campaign. Unfortunately, there wasn't a lot of money put towards mental health in the last budget, and the funding needed to be needed help. This group is at least $610 million per year. So there it is. It's not a drop in the ocean, but it shows that a lot of work that needs to be done in that space. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, Yarn Up Strong, Your Mob. We're live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Too deadly.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
I'm created by the Most High, powerful host of angels in the sky. This I say, I know lie. Cultural dancing be passed down from generation, from generation. Expressing my identity, this is a representation to my land and Coral Sea. Coral Sea, wo-yo-yo-yo. As we strike and hit the ground, feel the earthquake beneath your feet. My spirit's filled with strong beliefs, feel the energy. My mala, too good, respect, powder, this one power. People are still ya dancing warriors from the island. Feel the energy. Strike my mala, too good, respect, powder, this one power. People are still ya dancing warriors from the island. Stop him. Feel the energy. Too good. Born to dance.
This is how we're doing.
Mabiok.
Yo. They plug out energy.
Masik.
Yo. You plug out energy.
You look there, Masik.
Saint Paul.
Yo.
They plug out energy.
You plug out energy.
Saibai.
Saibai.
Yo. You plug out energy.
Strike him. Wawa.
Badu.
Badu.
Yo. They plug out energy.
How got there? Wawa.
Danle.
Danle.
Yo. You plug out energy.
Danle. Danle.
Daru.
Daru.
Yo. They plug out energy.
Daru. Yeah.
Mari Island.
Mari
Yo.
Island.
You plug out energy.
Wawa. Style.
Feel the energy.
Strike him.
My mala. Too good. Respect. Powder. This one power. People are still ya dancing warriors from the island.
Feel the energy.
Strike him. My mala. Too good. Respect. Powder. This one power. People are still ya dancing warriors from the island. Yeah. Stop him. Wasem strike him. You play be look.
Feel the energy. The energy. Feel the energy.
Fairy tale when you live in hell. Trust me, that's a story I know very well. Bad weather, no umbrella, it gets better. Seen it with my own eyes, Money and job, you ain't got one. How you gon' raise my godson? Adoption, I know that's not an option. Your baby mama watching other girls and their husbands. They whip cribs and kids, that's how a family functions. We face obstacles, that's not cool. But you got to choose what's best for you. I see you trying to better yourself and trying to better your health. I see you getting closer every day.
That's just super understanding what the master plan. Ni nega ukuluwa trying to find another hand. I'm pushing through the storm, being better than I am. When I make a biggest try, always trying to push me down. Man, I'm bigger than the image and the fans. Vision is precision, I can see right through the brands. See right through the smoke. Life is not a joke. When I finally drop my mask, my mirror, it almost broke.
I was told the storm would go away. Darkest times, I pray for better days. Ayo. Live it up, live it up to sunrise. We standing strong through the dark times. That's who we are. Hey, baby. We're never gonna stop the rain.
Stressful, you know the drill. Getting told you got shoes to fill.
Lately, don't know how to feel. Don't know what's fake or real. So I get my mental straight. Write my problems to the pencil break. Therapeutic, if it puts me in a better place, I gotta do it. Instead of losing myself, I found music. Real talk, I've been down and out, and I'm back now. You can't count me out, I never back down. And that goes to anybody with problems. Get help, and maybe we can solve them. Nakunili dyan, the ripple last ago. Nito mato nung dream gap ko. Maganyara to, na mayamar kuli. Wanto mato nung courage ko. Gotta keep pushing through, never stop. It's like every time I see the rain drop, life falling down your face in the same spot. If you're looking for love, it's what I got. Got enough to go around, giving up.
You say you got a lot of love, I can use a ton. And we can go together, we can be as one.
And I can tag along, yeah, my number langal bun. I can have to worry, you won't be alone.
I guess I'm coming too, cause if we preaching love and unity, I'm coming through. And is that cool with you?
Man, I got no issue, just know that I'm with you.
I'm with you,
I'm with you,
we with you.
Live it up till sunrise. We standing strong through the dark times. That's who we are, hey, baby. We're never gonna stop the rain. Live it up till sunrise. We standing strong through the dark times. That's who we are.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinja Country. And we go across the country, thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service, and we're here at BBM, Bumbadrip Media, 98.7 FM. We're going to catch up a yarn there with David Jagger, our program coordinator, for a program that's based in Alice Springs. We're talking Ginger Porter, or better known as, Senator Teresa's alternate engagement program, keeps remote kids in school. We have David online. David, good morning. How are you?
Oh, hi, Trevor. Good morning to you.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, fantastic opportunity to talk about this fantastic program, keeping remote kids in school, and you're operating down there at, Alice Springs and a bit out from Alice Springs at Ginger Porter, St. Teresa. So tell us about this program, and you as a program coordinator, and what it involves, and is it for girls and boys, and how long have you been running for, please, David?
Yeah, so it's exclusively in Santa Teresa or Ginger Porter. I'm otherwise in Alice Springs, but the program operates here in Santa Teresa or Ginger Porter, which is a fairly big community. So we've got enough on our hands.
Yep.
Just rolling the program out here.
Mm.
It's a program designed to re-engage girls and boys.
Yep.
Of about mid-teen ages. Re-engage them with learning in the broader sense, and re-engage them with their community, because some of them are disengaging from school or disengaged from school, occasionally some of them are getting up to no good. So
sure.
it's re-engaging them with learning in the broader sense in a variety of activities, and in the course of that, keeping them out of trouble or trying
yes.
to. And generally
trying to, yeah. Well, we've had dramas out there in Alice Springs regarding curfews and what have you. So, look, anything that we got kids getting engaged with is a fantastic thing. How many on board you got working with you, David?
Well, I've got two male colleagues who facilitate the program on the ground, so I coordinate it, and two female colleagues. And so they take the young people from school, The young people go to classes as normal in the morning.
Yes.
And then they come to us at Acena Nateta. That's the organisation I work for, the Aboriginal organisation I work for. They come here, they have a healthy, hot, generally hot lunch cooked by our good food kitchen.
Yes.
And then they go off and do these other activities.
What sort of activities were we talking, Dave?
Yeah, just on the numbers. So there's about 20 on the list. But
okay.
We couldn't work with 20 each day. So from that list, the school principal or his delegate, one of his senior teachers, chooses the kids who go on the activities on the day, and that might be those who have been doing really well in school, or conversely, those who are kind of crawling up the walls, right? And
they
need to get out and do some other things. So some of the activities that we are doing or have done, horse riding and horse care, gym activities with the clinic physio, so she knows the muscles very well, or for the fellas, the police sergeant, computer-based work at Literacy for Life, that organisation, barbering of late. We've had an Aboriginal barbering outfit come out here and do barber training.
Yeah, good.
And they're some of the regular activities, and we do occasional activities as well. So girls and guys have been painting murals, and that will earn them, because fellas at least have been painting space, right, a mural about all the planets. So they've earned themselves an excursion in town where there's a big telescope and they can see the stars for themselves.
Look, there's got to be flexibility when you look at the curriculum. School's not for everybody. So what you've got going on there is flexibility to learning, and no matter what space and what area, you're talking about the human anatomy or talking about spaces, you're talking about planets, what have you, or painting, there's a variety which stimulates the mind, and if not the spirit, David.
Absolutely, Trevor, absolutely. And it's giving learning experience to those who, or experiences to those who don't necessarily learn so well in the classroom setting. And as you say, it's not for everybody. And so we want to keep them engaged with learning.
Good.
Another benefit of it is, apart from these learning experiences and tending to keep them out of trouble, is those who are left in the class when these kids go after lunch on these different activities, those who are more focused in the class or more suited to the class, they can in fact focus more highly on their work, because they're not distracted by those who come on our program who tend to muck up after lunch because they're just sick of being in class. So,
well, like I said, I'm using the word flexibility. So you've got flexibility there, and for kids to focus in on what they need to do, if not distracted as such. And so those who want to be outdoors, go outdoors. Those who want to be indoors, well, good. There's no one indoors now. I can really study and focus on what I want to do, you know. And a passion comes to the surface, doesn't it?
Yeah, and speaking of outdoors, we do go as often as we can on bush trips. We're surrounded by Aboriginal-owned land.
Yeah.
And the facilitators, my staff, go into the bush. The girls cook up bush medicine. The fellas, track down parenti and cook that, and kangaroo tail and so on. And in the course of that, they're learning more about their country and their culture. So there's that as well. And you mentioned Alice Springs and the trouble it's had.
Mm.
Look, part of the trouble there's a range of reasons, and I'm not going to go into all of those. But one of the reasons is kids disengaging from school and dropping out of school and losing the respect of their elders. And they're not respecting their elders and their communities in turn. And we pay these young people respect. We expect it in return.
Yes.
We give them these alternatives, and we keep them out of trouble. And we like to think that we might have a model that might work in other places, like Alice Springs, where kids are getting up to some serious no good.
Yeah, fantastic. And your crew, are you a First Nation crew on board as well?
Yeah, so I'm non-Aboriginal, but my four colleagues, the two women, the two men, they're locals from here, right?
Fantastic.
So they're Aboriginal people who've lived all their lives in this community, Aranda people, speak the language fluently. English is probably their third, I would say.
Sure, yes.
That's really important. One, because we try and employ as many locals as possible, and by far the most of this organisation are local people employed. And we try and give them, and we do give them, you know, these sorts of great employment opportunities, which are learning opportunities in their own right.
Fantastic. And what ages are we talking, David?
So for the fellas and the girls on the program, yeah, look, I don't have every date of birth of them, but they would be ranging from about 12 to 15.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, mid-teen, sort of low mid-teen age groups.
Which is a vital time in their life to learn outside the square and give them vision for their future. Look, fantastic, David. Thank you for sharing. You got a name for this program?
Look, it's a good point, Trevor. We probably need to come up with something better than alternative engagement program because it's such a mouthful. But at the moment, we don't, to be honest. But that's a good one to park and progress in the second part of this year.
Get the naming from the kids. Let them name it. That'd be a great idea.
Yeah.
Ownership.
Yeah, for sure.
David, good talking with you. Big shout out to the mob there. You take care, keep in touch, and we'll yarn soon, brother.
Yeah, thank you, Trevor. Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Deadly Yarn there. David Jagger, his name is Program Coordinator, Program for Alternative Engagement Program, Keeps Remote Kids in School. But yeah, looking for a name. And look at First Nation Mob there, colleagues working with David, working with these kids, ages 12 to 15. And in Alice Springs, we're about an hour out from Alice Springs, but because all the dramas that's been going on in Alice Springs and curfews and what have you, this is a fantastic program. Some fall through the net, but at least there's something going on. And I feel that the government should invest into this program by all means, you know. School's not for everybody, or the curriculum needs to change, is my thought. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. And we're live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. National Talk Black, Too Deadly.
If you love me, if you love me, let me know. If you love me, let me know. Don't gotta hurry now. But I ain't really know, so if you love me, let me know. If you love me, let me know. Calling my phone.
Yo.
FaceTime, he wanna see my pretty face. What I do, he wanna know.
Yeah.
Well, my intention, wanna keep me to himself. I told him, keep it on the low. So good, I got him obsessed. Now he's stalking on my posts. Spending money, take me shopping, he be doing the most. But I can never trust a soul, baby, I'm by my business. I ain't playing games, really out here chasing these millions. With no makeup, still the baddest, bitch living the building. He know I'm the realest, think he catching feelings. But I gotta do me, cause when I didn't have it, where was everybody? Now I'm up, they wanna message me and say I'm sorry. They know I'm great, they told me don't forget me when you make it. I tell them where was your support when I came out from the pavement. If you love me, let me know. 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 But you got me in the zone. But I ain't really know. So if you love me, let me know. 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 Calling my phone, calling my phone.
Yo,
FaceTime, he wanna see my pretty face. What I do, he wanna know.
Yeah.
Well, my intention, wanna keep me to himself. I told him, keep it on the low. So good, I got him obsessed. Now he's stalking on my posts. Spending money, take me shopping, he be doing the most.
Can you hold me slowly? Nobody know me like you know me. Hold me slowly. Nobody. Can you hold me slowly? Nobody know me like you know me. Hold me slowly. Nobody.
Talking about me, ride around with a smiley on me. Get it a win and got it.
Hey.
Mama gave me life, the attitude is my daddy. Bless him, I'm gon' get it for him. I bought it, I'm gon' give it to him. I was always gonna make it.
Hey.
Never drop the ball, nobody's gon' take it.
He wakes up every morning, one thing on his mind. This ain't just a game, it's a way of life. Watching the players on his TV screen, saying I can do that, I wanna live that dream. So he stays focused with his goals ahead, never lose a sight from the words that he said. Full of confidence, no doubt in his head. Still no rest after the blood, tears and sweat. Stays out late at the park after dark. Ball in his hand, in his eyes is a spark. Prepares for the weekend, big game coming up. Grand final fever, don't believe in being runner-up. To know where he's going, gotta know where he's from. The sacrifice he made to train for this game. This story is his, a dreamer with big dreams. Only thing on his mind is that grand victory.
To the ground, I can hear the crowd roar. Drag him to the floor, I can hear that crowd bar. It's what I live for, just to give the crowd more. It's what I live for, just to hear that crowd roar. Just to hear that crowd roar.
See, you know where I come from, and I know where I'm going. It ain't a dream that I run from. We on, we on, we on. I get the ball with the fellas. Great right here, I'm talking about great I am. I feel it like a kid on. We on, we on, we on. Let them know that we on. We on, we on, we on. Let them know that we on. We on. We on, we on, we on. Let them know that we on. We on, we on, we on.
He's from humble beginnings, older brother, single mother. The man was never there, so we never met his father. Every Saturday he went down to the ground to support his big brother, and from there his love was found. From that point on, only had one goal. Put his heart in this game so he can make it to the pros. All the years of training, prepared him for this moment. Knows what he gotta do, don't let up for his opponent.
To the ground, I can hear the crowd roar.
Now he's on like a backpack. A top pick, reps his team on his snapback. Remembers the journey, deja vu when I was
running back. What I live for, just to give the crowd more.
Does it for the crowd, makes his hometown proud. The cheers get loud when he steps onto the ground. Wanted this his whole life and he's addicted to the sound.
I can hear that crowd roar.
Let him know about.
See, you know where I come from, and you know where I'm going. It ain't a dream that I run from. We on, we on.